The plan known as constitutional carry would be less restrictive than the concealed carry bills lawmakers passed in previous sessions. While those bills required permits and training, this plan would require none. Wausau Senate Republican Pam Galloway is the measure's sponsor.
Well, I think if you don't have a training mandate, it adds flexibility to the bill because the training mandates can be expensive. So for people who can't afford a training course, which can be up into the several hundred dollar range, I think it just gives people who have the capability of learning how to use a weapon from friends or family that option.
During a committee yesterday, Galloway and other Republican senators voted against an amendment that would have required 10 hours of training to carry concealed weapons. They also voted against restrictions on where people can carry. Democrat John Erpenbach pressed Galloway for her opinion about carrying guns in specific locations, like the Capitol building.
Let me ask you, do you think that guns should be allowed in the Capitol? Open carry or concealed, otherwise, doesn't matter.
Yes, I do.
Erpenbach voted against the carry bill, saying it was almost inviting tragic situations to happen.
Because somebody who bought a gun because they could, who's carrying it in their pocket because they can, who never once fired it because they don't have to, is going to find themselves in a situation and somebody's going to get hurt.
The plan now heads to the full state Senate, where Galloway says she thinks she has the votes for it to pass. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.